You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're here at the Beach City's first annual cannabis conference over here in Santa Monica, California. And I'm with Peter Halsworth, an interesting individual who's been in the cannabis industry for a while. How you doing, Peter?
Very well. Thanks for having me on the show today.
So you are a native of Cali, or?
Actually, I'm raised in Florida.
Okay.
I moved out to California in 2017.
Okay.
And happy to feel the weather.
So Florida to Cali is a big difference, huh?
Culturally, it's like the moon.
and weather-wise, like the humidity is better, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you can't stand the humidity, get out of Miami.
Get out of Miami. Absolutely. And now, actually, speaking of Florida, I heard that I was just reading about this news where I believe the courts ruled that it was illegal to ban smoking, right? Like in the rules, they weren't allowing people to medically smoke weed.
Yep.
And now I heard recently that just changed, right?
Yep, absolutely. You know, I mean, we've had some great advocates for the state of Florida. Michael Minardi, a lawyer in Florida that's been advocating for, you know, the right consumption of medical cannabis in Florida has been a long time advocate, and that was a big win, I think, for the state.
That's awesome. Shout out to your boy. What was his name?
Michael Minardi.
Michael, how you doing out there, man? We're definitely hoping you and other people are inspired to do the things that you do. Why don't you tell us a little bit? Are you still with the group that you were with when we met you guys, right? Or what was the...
Yeah, so C-Lab continues to operate in the East Coast. I've taken a bit of a break from it on the West Coast, focusing on my return to technology in the space of cannabis.
Okay. And before we actually get into that, let's tell people who are laymen what C-Lab is anyway, just so they know.
C-Lab was an executive platform to separate the extreme executive of the cannabis industry from the noise. There's so much development taking place in the industry, so many people trying to get in, that oftentimes you need a little bit of reprieve as a C-level executive to mingle with those that have qualified themselves.
Sure, because there's a lot of people out there who are looking what to do, what to venture in, right? And there's a lot of confusion, right? I mean, because people don't know if they're going with someone that's a scam or not, or, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know about cannabis, so all of a sudden if somebody even smokes weed or this or reads some magazines, he's all of a sudden, or she's a connoisseur, right? And all knowing. And people are investing money into people that they don't realize really don't know shit about the industry, right?
I think in any fledgling industry, you're going to have a level of you know, unethical nature to it. This one is no different. We certainly have, you know, our own challenges in finding qualified individuals. You really got to take your time and do your due diligence on somebody, understand where their background is, understand where their strengths are to bring value to any organization prior to bringing them on board, especially in cannabis.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so, and then talk about now you're getting into technology. That's the great thing about cannabis. Everybody doesn't realize it's not just about the weed.
No.
It's not just about growing or cultivating or having a dispensary. There are so many other avenues, right, and aspects to where someone could participate in this industry if they wanted to.
You know, the most exciting aspects of the cannabis industry, to me, are in the ancillary businesses that develop. Those service providers that provide from technology to legal are really discovering new ways to expand their revenue bases of their existing businesses, and technology is no different. The same efficiencies and systems that exist in retail outside of cannabis need to be applied here. The same evolution, like white labeling, that takes place in every other manufactured industry is going to apply to cannabis. And so that's what we want to understand is how we can quickly get to that economy of scale.
And you're doing it through the use of artificial intelligence, right, essentially?
We are.
And let's talk about that.
So Loop Insights is a Canadian-based company out of Vancouver, which is bringing a remarkable technology to the platform and industry. It is a smart device which basically allows for the personalization and association of purchasing data with an individual's Mac ID on their phone. This allows a retailer to better understand who that customer is, their lifetime spend, their average spend, frequency of visit, preferences, trigger events, social media platforms, and their purchasing preferences. By better understanding past purchasing preferences, we can understand their future behavior more likely, and we can incentivize that behavior and purchasing in real time.
So for the layman stoner who is driving in the car and was just like, what the fuck did he just say? Let's break it down to a layman. Let's give an example of what you're talking about.
Sure, sure. So we try to provide insight into the purchasing history of any individual that walks into a retail location.
Okay, so I'm going to walk into a t-shirt shop. Let's just say that as an example. Now what goes down?
We want to provide the retailer who you are, your preferences, average spend, what is most likely your decision and reasoning for being in that shop.
So all of a sudden when you walk into that shop, it's going to send you some kind of alert, or what happens?
It provides you background information to your dashboard upon who that customer is and what their preferences of purchasing are like.
Okay, so it'll actually tell the person what's in the store and actually have a suggestion of something to go check out?
It will. We'll basically understand their past purchasing habits, run that through machine learning, and understand what the most likely purchases are and reasoning for being in store. When we work with brand partners, we can then identify a target category of purchaser and then incentivize them in real time to purchase products that we work with.
Now, do you have to have an app that you download and put on your phone and then it actively works with people that use that technology, or how does that work?
It actually works either through a mobile app, a smart space, or through a receipt printer at the end of the day.
Okay, so let's talk about the different options. One is an app, easy, goes on your phone. You're telling me from a piece of paper it can do something?
Sure. So when you walk into a retail location, we sense that you've come into the retail location via your phone.
Okay.
If you've downloaded our app, we'll immediately understand your past purchasing and then start to recommend products that may meet that purchasing patterns and provide you an incentive or a coupon to your phone to purchase that product.
And how does the receipt work with it?
So if you haven't downloaded the app, or if you have, and you've gone to the register and purchased a product that, let's say, is a category with one of the brands that we're working with, and we've identified you as that category of purchaser, we will print out a personalized coupon on the bottom of the receipt that matches your purchasing history and gives you an incentivized coupon to try a product that is most likely in line with that.
So instead of it being like, oh, check out this, you know, featured product that every single person hears about, or on the bottom of the receipt says, check out this one product, this thing will auto figure out, customized, and when it prints, it's making a suggestion that's only tailored to you.
Exactly. By that personalization, it has a pass-through ratio of 17.8%. So normal couponing, an astronomical pass-through ratio, would be about 2%. By personalizing the incentivized offer, we receive a much, much higher redemption rate.
Okay, so essentially, the main thing is doing it for the general public, but you're looking at it from a cannabis perspective.
Well, so we're establishing this technology to provide governments the transparency into every transaction in real time taking place at the retail level.
Sure.
We're providing retailers the better way to understand their customer, design their store, understand purchasing and pairings, and we're giving the brand and distributor the ability to geo-target their exact consumer and put in strategies in the retail environment to incentivize their purchasing in real time.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. If somebody wanted to learn a little bit more about it, where would they get to check this out?
You could go to loopinsights.ca.
Loopinsights.ca. Very interesting. And then are you here today to kind of check out brands? What drew you into the conference here today?
Well, we are enjoying some great speakers, nonetheless, or none of which is more important to me than Steve Bradley, the head of the Senate Banking Committee.
Nice.
Our attempt is to establish Loop as a central nervous backbone a data repository for the state to see every transaction in real time.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And you mentioned something about blockchain.
Correct. This technology is built on blockchain backbone, on a blockchain fundamental. So not for the purpose of doing an ICO or an initial coin offering, but for the record keeping stability of it. We establish unalterable
so the record keeping ability of it. So would you essentially be pairing with those creating these currencies?
So the currencies could operate within our system for sure. And they could be utilized to transact business from one agency or one licensee to another. However, our system is solely built just for the record keeping. We provide that unalterable record of every transaction and then customized access viewing points for government regulatory bodies.
Interesting. Interesting. But for the layman, let's say for cannabis, it essentially, if they walked into a dispensary, it would kind of understand what they've already bought, maybe gave them suggestions. Is that what you're saying?
Perfect. Yeah, and suggestions of what to purchase that are personalized for them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Any other shout outs or Instagrams or anything you got there, Peter?
You know, I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys have done personally. I'd like just to say thank you to you for giving us an opportunity better the industry.
Yeah, and gentlemen like yourself and others that are coming around to these events and stuff are definitely making a great impact in trying to make the look of us different. So we're about to start the first speech, and thank you, Peter, for coming on. And we'll get back on the next interview after the conference, after some of the speakers.
Thank you for having me.
All right, my brother. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Chilling at the City Beach Cannabis Conference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We had some banking. We had one of the guys that do banking regulations.
I thought you said danking.
Danking.
Like, I thought you was out there just, like, danking people left and right. You know what I mean? Like, thank you for this and thank you for that.
Thank you, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And yeah, it's a interesting conference. It's a real nice day out here. That's
beautiful.
Sure.
And plus, you know, Andrew always, for some way, this dude's always got a, man, I don't want to put this dude on blast where he lives, and I won't do that, but he always finds a way to find, like, the crispiest place to nestle his, to plant his seed, put it that way.
I got
it. Outside in the corner, the back corner, right, is situated just close enough that you can monitor the catering, but just far enough that people aren't going to be standing in front of your booth. You know, it's not even your booth. Yeah. It's like almost like your own, like, it's like your own cabana kind of deal. But if you look out, I took a video, and you see I took a video of you just chilling there, all business suited up, shirt tuckered up, chilling. But what threw me off, because you sit there on some real business and you're talking to another dude with shirt tuckered up from some big building in front. You know, anytime some dude comes and talks to you and he's like, right away, he's like, I'm from the 32nd floor down on 3rd, 4th, the street or whatever downtown. Like, you know some shit serious.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pan back,
yeah,
and you go around and you see that you're actually at the Promenade in Santa Monica. One of the pristine places to ever be. Foot traffic only. You know what I mean? We're like on some foot traffic only.
And we're chilling in the mall.
Man.
Chilling in a crazy mall where we're actually.
You can't even really call it the mall, though, because the mall makes you think of some hood. Yeah. Like, it thinks you Fox Hills. This is not Fox Hills.
Nope.
Let's just throw that off the table.
It's right by
this
the beach.
This is that real, real nice. That's a good crispy. I really thought I was coming to a gym. And thank God I always, you know, I did wear the Burberry sweater and the Patek Philippe. You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't want to come out of the house like that in nice, crispy shoes.
You had to look good.
But I was like, I'm always looking good no matter what. But I almost dressed the part like one of those funny movies when you mess around and you're like, oh.
Oh, shit.
Like, I thought it was a costume party, like, for whatever. Shit. But, like, no, it wasn't a masquerade ball at all. You know what I mean? Or, like, it wasn't a toga party. Like, I was going to come in with some, like, some man tights. You know my man tights the hole in the knee? My man ties the whole knee with my army shorts and my New Balance 525s.
Shit.
Well, I was going to be out there like that. I was like in here like already sweating stuff with a ripped shirt.
Oh, shit.
Trying to look tough. And I was almost going to do a bunch of sit-ups, you know, to get that temporary swollenness before I walked in here. And I almost caught a couple of my friends that are strong. So I would have accessed a different type of level of a friend.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to physical status.
Oh, shit.
If I thought I wasn't at a gym, man. So there we are.
So we're in a. We're
oh,
in a
but
pretty,
we got to talk about something serious.
Yeah, let's talk about something serious for sure.
Hey, Andrew Bourdain killed himself.
I know.
Committed suicide. This is horrible.
I can't believe it.
You know what
it.
I'm saying?
It's such a travesty.
It's a cold world out there. It don't make no sense. When maybe he was just like, I did it. Check out. Or maybe he met some monk that gave him some like secret serum that was like, yo, dude. Just go ahead and we're waiting for you over here. We got some fourth dimension shit cracking, dude. You're stuck on this planetary.
Oh, my God. You know what the thing is? It's just sad for not just all the people who enjoyed him as a person, watching him, experiencing, knowing about him. The fact is he was pretty young in his life to do something like that, too. It's just, like, mind-blowing. And not only the people that loved him as fans. I mean, let's just talk about his family and everybody else. I mean, that's like a cold shock. And a lot of these celebrities lately, out of nowhere, even, what, Avicii, right, will kill himself. Fucking the dude from the one.
What do you mean, my boy Travis Barker? I mean, not Travis Barker, dude. God bless. I had to be so scandalous, dude. Travis Barker, we breathe those together, dude. He is 1,000,000% alive.
No, he's alive.
He's more alive than anybody. He's the one that defies all odds.
The dude from Limp Bizkit.
My boy, yeah. Not Limp Bizkit. See, that's another one. We even fucked up again. Not Limp Bizkit. That's scandalous. Dude, Chester Bennington, my boy.
Chester Bennington.
God rest in peace, Chester.
Yeah, so
those were all great, great artists what happened on that one.
And,
but even Chris Cornell. But this is the problem.
Yeah, Chris Cornell.
There's been a lot of hangaries. When you have a lot of hangaries.
Explain this to me. What
people
going
hanging themselves. All the way back, if you think about from David Carradine.
They
attributed to him jacking off, but maybe it wasn't a penis. It wasn't a jack-off festival.
I don't think so.
So I'm just saying, like, so maybe it's five. Maybe there's some certain way that the government's now doing. Not even government, but like some next level, some super conspiracy, something that, like, yo, you say some funny something, we're going to hang you out.
Oh,
we're going to leave you hanging. Like, we're going to go ahead and, like, hang you up. You know what I mean? Bourdain, remember, he broke the odds when he goes around places. He always said stuff out of the pocket. Did shit out of the pocket. I seen episodes where that dude was literally eating sushi on top. I don't know if he was eating sushi, but that was an exaggeration. But he was on top of a building where there's bombs landing. And he had to sneak out of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some real. Listen, I can't be anywhere bombs landing.
That's nuts.
The only bombs I want to see is comedians. You know what I'm saying? That's the only kind of bomb I'm trying to see.
Absolutely.
Man. Not even a cherry bomb.
Absolutely.
So it's crazy, man. Look, I'm over here with the Purple Haze Radio. You know, we represent Purple Haze Radio throughout the coast. You know what's going on right now, right?
What do you want to throw on?
Oh, you don't want to hear? His name's Rex, R-E-X-X.
Rex.
One more, yeah.
Rex Life?
Rex Life, yep. And then we're going to, let's see, the song is...
Let's see, Where
I Belong.
Where
it's
I
supposed
belong.
To be Where I Belong, yeah.
Let's see.
It's got to be Where I Belong. Right there it is. You just passed it.
Where?
At the top, right? Right there, right? Boom. That's the one. This is the theme song I've been having right now on the road trips while I'm out here promoting Purple Haze Radio and Filter 420. You know it's been going down, right?
Oh, yeah. And tell everybody you got how the NorCal Cannabis Cup went.
Oh, man, we murdered over there. Thousands and thousands of the Purple Haze Filter 420 samplers went out. And it was just like, it's pandemonium.
Nice.
Yeah, let's hit that for a minute, yo.
Oh, yeah. Seems like I'm spending hell of my time to figure it out. Who are these niggas around? They just gonna ruffle my feathers, stuck in my wings, can't get off the ground. I got the vision, they don't got the vision. I'm well aware of all my decisions. When I need them and I call them, everybody missing. When I got it, they come back around and shit is fishy. I keep betting on Faraji even when it's risky. My anxiety been finding ways to keep me busy. Guess it's a blessing in disguise. I get lost in my mind. Still I rise every time. Still I rise. It's been a hell of a ride. Niggas been off of my ocean. Know that I just get better with time. Know that I'll never rewind. No, I don't nickel and dime. I'd rather put in the time. I'd rather work. I'd rather own all my own shit. I feel better when it's mine. Know I'ma shine. You know it. Walk in the room so glowing. You see the light on me. Look how it shines on me. I might have been down, but not for long. When you turn around, know I'll be gone. And be at the top, where I belong. Where I belong. Spend a lot of time to right the wrongs. Then I let go of all my flaws. And headed to the top, where I belong. Yeah, man. Purple Haze Radio at the top, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, that's what we do. This guy is pretty smooth.
No,
man.
What do you mean? This is your new thing. I played
like
it for a purpose.
I like this one.
That's what I'm talking because it's us. You know, sometimes in life you will fall.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But no matter what, I'm telling you, I'm the kind of dude that will walk into a place and drive like the sickest whip, can't put no gas in it, and but walk into the spot, and I'm telling you, just shine. And just really be outside, like, wondering how I'm going to pay for the parking. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and then that's how it is. So people don't understand. Like, you can have a big business. You can have all these things, all this kind of
stuff. Absolutely.
And when I sat down with my homie from J-Star Motors, which is the number one Maserati dealership in the country, and my guys are under the Sullen, and they talk about times where they're like, people don't understand business owners. They think everything's all lovely. Like, listen, there's times you're up at nighttime. Tough. You can't sleep. You're like, hope you don't wake up to go piss. You're like, I can't wake up to piss, because once I get up to piss, then that means I'm up, because then I can't go back to sleep, because I'm sitting here in bed, yes. But no, I'm not going to go back. My eyes might be closed, but I ain't sleeping, because all I'm worried about is, am I going to be able to pay the employees tomorrow? And people don't understand.
Absolutely.
You know, people don't understand, like, how the hell is it that you have a Bentley on your parking lot, all these kind of things, but you can't pay something certain, because
that's what
a true entrepreneur does. They risk it all.
You take the risk.
You take the risk. You throw it all the way out there.
You have to.
You go all the way. And you know what?
You get take the risk for the
you
reward.
You get disappointed constantly. And then when you get disappointed, you know what I mean? You got to bounce back. That's what it is,
absolutely,
no matter what.
It's
about the bounce back. And it's not about the ball. It's about the bounce. You know what I mean?
It's
life's
going to
roll you around. You
it's
know?
Not about the ball.
It's about the
bounce.
Yeah, you just heard that right here. That's that purple haze.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
We're getting all creative here at the Cannabis Conference.
Yes, that's what we do, though.
The first Beach City Cannabis Conference in Santa Monica. Beautiful California.
This
is
a nice
lovely
event.
Day.
You know what I like? I like how I like a shirt tucker event, because for the longest time, well, I've always been a stick-out guy. But, yo, Andrew, you've always been quite the businessman when it comes to this industry. So when nobody else is really trying to be as business, like, business back in the days means that they actually labeled their the turkey bags correctly. That was business back in the days. Like, is this L2? Is this L2? Like, you know what I mean? That was business, you know what I mean?
And now, when
they were able to, like, actually put, like, yeah, we have this many, how many grower pounds? Like, they had, like, you knew how many extra grams. Like, okay, yeah, that was their math. That was their accounting.
Now,
it's like, okay, you are a man that possesses all those sides. So it's like you have the business side, which is like the hardest side to get in this industry. That's the reason why.
It's a tough one.
That's why the shirt tuckers, God bless their hearts, they're taking over. And the thing is because no matter how much the bomb is herb, whatever, they come in and they dissect it is, and they build the biz behind it with you know, the whole thing of being a back in the days, like being a stoner dude, I'm like, oh, I can't get a hold of Chip. I'll find out when. I don't know when herbs come, because Chip, you know, when he comes down, it's like it could be 2 or 3 weeks. That doesn't work anymore.
No.
Like, we need this.
No.
I need a window. I need to know if it's going to be from 1:15 p.m.
Absolutely.
To 3:15 p.m. on Tuesday, and there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And reading that window is a 2-hour window is because I'm giving you that because of L.A. traffic.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
Absolutely.
And it's that the industry has changed. The people are over. The like meeting the being the broed out, like, yeah, bro, we're gonna do this, we're gonna, you know, I got all this funny for you and this and that, yeah, whoop. And then you know what? And then they don't answer no more. When a business person, I've always had, when I was back hanging with the whole Britney Spears clique and all that kind of stuff, me and my boy Chael, one of my best homies, which you're gonna be seeing Chael on the radio soon.
Yeah,
Chael's the dude. And I'm telling you, Chael would always say it. It was the clowns. These clowns be at night time, like, glow stick. You know what I mean? They're popping bottles, and, you know, because we'd always go to the club.
Sure.
We would get to the club literally at 12:30 to 1 o'clock with the owners of the club, and then leave from there and go to our after-hour party every night. And it'd be great business, good talk, like some real balcony talk with some real white girl and some real weirdness. You know what I'm saying? And then what happens is the dude, you call that guy the next morning, he don't answer that phone. He don't answer the phone because he's just sleeping still, or just whatever.
Still,
like when a real goblin, he's like, okay, a businessman is, or whatever's going on shit, he'll stay up to 4:30 a.m. and have that meeting at 6:30 a.m. and we'll just be like, yeah, I just barely took a cat nap and I took a shower, and then I got a fucking three of these 5-hour energies. Like, you know, I'm gonna be crashing by 9 a.m. but I have to make sure I get that damn phone call done.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's what Andrew does, man, and that's what I'm trying to. I'm being more like that because I'm tainted.
I had to get my ass up real fucking early to set up for this motherfucker this morning. That's for sure.
Yeah, in fact, I don't even know how you got all the stuff up here too. This is like on the very top, on the edge of the clean. I don't even know how. I didn't even find an elevator.
I pulled some goblin gangster shit.
He pulled his wallet out. That's what he did. He flexed that billfold right there. He went and called Bill.
actually came out, scoped out my situation, and then pulled one of the fucking bat techniques.
Ooh.
Little backdoor fucking
on the side
type of filth.
You got to do that. You got to do that sometimes. You always got to go. See, I'm always
just like the cup.
Didn't we even the cup?
When we did it, not the NorCal, but when we did the SoCal Cup.
Oh wow, we told a damn vehicle in there.
We were pimping out all we wanted to do.
Bro, hold on. This is the reason I was like,
tell them how tight it was. Like you didn't even know it was gonna happen. Yeah, so explain to me how tight the security was when you went up there.
Oh, it was unholy. It was crazy tight.
Then I texted you, and what did I say?
You can't say, meet me back at this weird building that looks like a barn, and I'm going to hand you some shit through the fence. But I got this shit already lined up with a dude. Don't trip. And then later on, I remember I told you all the weirdness that went down. My phone did. I ended up sleeping in the van out there, and then the dude came out there like, you can't sleep, and I ended up becoming having friends with him. With the dude. He's calling me. I got to hang out with the guy now.
He's your boy?
He's the boy. He's a security guy. Nighttime security guy. He knew me because he had worked for Methods of Mayhem back in the days. He
couldn't
believe it.
Get out of here. That's fucking wild.
That's how it works. That's our small world shit.
That's fucking hilarious.
You know what I mean? We tip everybody. You know how we do it.
Sure.
Whether it's like get better haircut or if it's fucking $5. You know what I mean? Like we're going to make sure you see something. I'm going to tell you another secret, y'all. You want to be on some GG shit? Go to the bank before you go out of town. Especially if you're on a budget. Say if you're taking your woman to like Miami or somewhere like that, and you know you're on a budget, but you can't look like some clown pant. So you got to make sure you tip. You go, you want to stick out like a superstar. Go ahead and go to your little bank and be there like 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time and say, look, I need $200 and $2 bills. I need $200 $2 bills. And then you take those $2 bills out there with you.
Do they even give the $2 bills
all day long? Yeah, you can get all day long. All day long. That's why I do every trip. Almost every trip I get that. So what I do is I get
stacked. People find those to be special.
It's ridiculous. I probably have one in my wallet right now. I probably do. It's like just to be, they're sequential. Like a lot of times I get them sequential order. And the thing what you do is you go out there and that way, because see, a dollar, sometimes like you clown, you maybe carry all your shit all this way and move up. And then sometimes all you got is a five, and you're like, God damn, man, I can't ask for any change back from a five. And then 10, it's just too much. It's like, dude, you're not doing that much for me.
Sure.
And so it's like, look, the $2, it's just right there. Like $2, it's like you have right five there. People. I get five tips every $10.
Nice.
And that way I got five people getting tips, and they feel special.
Because when they see the two single dollar bills, it's a different effect than if you got a $2 bill.
All day long.
Because it's rarer.
Looks different.
Well, because it's rarer too.
Let's see if I got one up in this bitch, boy.
I don't even know if the millennials even knew that there used to be $500 and $1,000 bills. You know that?
Oh yeah, they did. They definitely did. Look at that. Look what it's wrapped around.
It's wrapped around the key to get into the office.
I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? And look what else we got in the wallet. We got a blank picture. You know why? You got a picture of your future.
See, you got a blank Polaroid.
Right next to it.
So we have a picture of the future.
That's right, man. You can make your own future, man.
Absolutely. And all you guys need to make your own future out there, no matter where you are in the world. And definitely try to make your mark in this world, even if it's a small way.
Oh, that's the best way, is a small way. Because remember, and it's the craziest thing, that old movie, A Holy Man. Eddie Murphy's in it. Remember that shit? It was a crazy little thing. But the
I kind of remember that.
It's amazing.
One.
What it is he's trying to. They want him to sell shit on TV. It's like a QVC. He's not really a QVC guy, right? Okay. So he's more like whatever. So this pendant comes out, and it's a starfish pendant. And so the starfish pendant, he's like, oh, this little starfish pendant. He's like, you know what? Let me tell you a story. And everyone's like, oh fuck, he's gonna go into this weird ass hippie shit. He's like, there was a little girl that one day he saw, and there was like thousands and thousands of starfishes that, you know, come up onto the beach, walk up to the sand, you know, like that'll happen sometimes.
Absolutely.
And she's frantically running around, throwing them back into the ocean. And he's like, hey, you know, what's the deal? She's like, I'm throwing them back in the ocean. He's like, hey, what's the point? There's millions of them. You'll never make a point.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's the difference? She's like, it makes a difference to that one. That one.
Sure.
The one that she picked up and she threw back. So when you go somewhere, like the little micro things, like as I do on my little trips, when that old man needed a jump and I roll up and I'm trying to figure it out how to jump in a nice ass whip, you know what I drive.
Sure.
And I'm trying to do it. Then he don't battery. He just wants to go see his wife in the hospital. She goes there every day. She lives in a nursing home, whatever it is, like, and he can't go now. Like, she's, like, probably flipping out because the system, like, the schedule's off, you know?
Sure.
Bottom of battery.
Absolutely.
Sit like an hour there, me and my boy Limo Steve trying to get this dude's battery started. Finally.
Shout out to Limo Steve.
We love you, Limo Steve. So finally get him a battery. You know what I mean? Just little shit like that. And then with one dude, he has, like, these size 13 shoes. I'm like, dude, he's wearing, like, literally, like, the most – rags. It's like one piece of strings holding. It doesn't even make any sense. They look like they're a movie prop for a homeless person, right? You know. And so I saw those, and I saw them out there. I went and bought them a couple pairs of shoes,
give it
to them, and they're like one pair of like dope ass crispy dress ones, and then another couple. You know what I mean? The ones like that too. It's all good, good brother. Don't trip. Yeah, it's earthquakes around here. You know what I mean? It's activities. It goes rough. What's up, bro? It's rough here. Definitely. But absolutely. It's like, man, it's nuts in the street, dude. And when you got Stony like this, and abruptness like that, you just gonna go.
You gotta make it work.
Yeah, because you get high, and you figure out what's a good word, and you have one of those crash landings, you know?
A little crash landing for
you. We had too many crash landings.
We had too many crash landings today.
That's how we do it. What's up, man? I'm a token show, man. I'm talking to Julian. He's out there in New York.
Yeah, how's he doing?
It's going down. I think we're going to be back up in there next week, whatever. Oh, it's already going to start. The Man Token Show starting back up. And I'm going to start back up having guest hosts. It's going to be quite lovely. So we're going to be starting up. It's going to be nighttime, too, when it's time.
So
I'm going to have an official babysitter around. We're going to get that person appointed, like ASAP. It's probably going to be Limo Steve, to be honest.
Nice.
So we're going to get that going. You're going to see what it is, man. We're going to elevate everything. And also,
check this out. This is actually a surprise guest.
Oh, it's awesome. And, you know, so check it out.
We ain't even telling who it is yet.
Oh, no, it's going to be a gangster. And then we got Filter 420. We really collaborated big time with Purple Haze Radio. And Andrew personally. So now what's going on is this summer, Tilo is going to be going all different areas throughout California, which
is now,
just so you know, is the fifth largest economy in the whole world. You understand that, right?
Yep.
The fifth in the world. Not just like we spend bread in L.A. You know, not just L.A., but California. California.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? California is that state. Like, we are no punks. Our Monterey's. Our Newport Beaches, you know what I'm saying? We got our bread together over here. Our
Absolutely.
Beverly Parks, you know what I'm saying? Our Sherwood Villages,
we
know
got
what I'm
them
saying?
All.
Sherwood Lakes and all kinds of shit, man. We on here.
Hell
we got
yeah.
Bows and arrows. Man, this is what's going down.
Absolutely.
So look, man, it's Purple Haze Radio, the Mayhem and Token Show, and you know this.
And we're enjoying the Beach City.
Oh yeah, we
first
are.
Inaugural,
yes sir,
cannabis
yes, sir.
Conference, and all these stoners are taking a break and eating some tacos.
Taco break,
little taco break.
You can't be mad at taco break.
No,
I think I'm gonna go see what a taco does.
It's a universally easy meal.
I think I'm gonna do some taco lean back.
Taco lean back.
I'm a taco lean back. I'm gonna lean back and eat some tacos. So I'm gonna get on my nice Burberry sweater. That's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're actually probably have a few more minutes left before we can this episode, so why don't we hang on for just a few more minutes. You got a song you want to throw on?
Yeah, man. What a song I want to throw on is, let's see, what kind of day is it right now? I'm about to go with Drive-By Truckers.
Drive-By
Truckers Outfit.
By Truckers.
Outfit.
It's a little outfit for you.
Cause I'm hot. A trailer in my yard till you're 23. You wanna feel old after 42 years. Keep dropping the hammer and grinding the gears. Well, I used to go out in a Mustang, a 302 Mach 1 in green. Me and your mama made you in the back, and I sold it to buy her a ring. And I learned not to say much, nothing, so I figure you already know. But in case you don't or maybe forgot, I'll lay it out real nice and slow. Don't call what you wear. Don't ever say your car is broke. Don't worry about losing your accent. A southern man tells better jokes. Have fun and stay clear of the needle. Call home on your sister's birthday. Don't tell him you're bigger than Jesus. Don't give it away. Don't give it up.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of looking forward to Al Harrington. He's going to be speaking. NBA legend. And our boy Amar, is it Odin?
Amar Odin, man. You know what it is. And, you know his name, man.
That's my boy that was married to Chloe, right?
Yeah, it's rough out there in the world. It's rough out there. That dude's a good dude, man. That's a good dude right there. Who fucks with that man?
Is he single and ready to mingle?
I don't know, man. I ain't on his IM, man. Our DMBs or MTAs, man. I don't have any type of Instagram or nothing. You know me.
We'll have to.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Motherfuckers ain't gonna catch me up. You know, I be getting high sometimes, man. I be getting real high.
You know
high.
How it is. Absolutely.
And I be not only be getting high, I be getting real fucked up at the house. But I don't go nowhere. You know, as we chilling the pad, you should be doing it. Playing around the garage, tinkering around, washing the car a lot. I do a lot of that. I have that waterless car wash. So you be finding myself in a waterless car wash.
What is that?
A waterless car wash, you just put on, you squirt it on your car, and you just wash it. You don't even need no water.
Oh, okay.
It's like it cleans your car.
And it works good?
Oh, it works amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's pretty wild.
It's amazing, dude. That's how I would do it. You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know, I forgot what I was talking about. But this shit right here that we're listening to, this is some super, I play some hillbilly shit for you, right?
Yeah.
I hit you with that good right there.
You're in a different mode right now.
Yeah, I'm that one good one. That's like good hills and sticks. You know what I mean? I was up there. It's coming around the tumbleweed. You know what the fuck it is.
You went from the beach to the tumbleweed.
Man, looking for them flyovers. Not looking for them. We over them flyovers, man. They getting crazy, man. It's getting a little tighter everywhere, you know? So what's the good word, man? What's the good word everywhere, man?
Yeah.
Let's turn this shit down in the back. Now, not shit, but it's some shitty shit for right now. That's what we doing. So what's
take
the good
it, take
word?
It down a notch.
Yeah, you know what it is, man.
Yeah, so... pretty crazy. I guess shout out to the Capitals, right, for winning the Stanley Cup.
I don't want them to win.
I mean,
screw them.
We still.
I don't want
to win.
I wanted Vegas to win because they're only a 2-year old team or whatever. You know,
I'm from Vegas too. But the thing is because they're not an old team.
No way.
No, screw that. Can't get too depressed about that.
I'm glad that they aren't a fucking goddamn old team. I want them to win because they aren't an old team.
Yeah, I got you.
All that old bureaucracy.
I got you.
You know, I want that new. You know, that excitement. And they were fighting for the fans. They were fighting
good.
For the victims that fell, too. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's why I was like,
Absolutely.
Man, I fucked with the Vegas, man. I don't even like hockey much,
were
man.
Were they donating money to the people that got, like, hit?
I don't know, man. I'm sure
they've
done all kinds of amazing things.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, but I'll tell you, though. Even though they're a new team, I heard they sell more merchandise than fucking anybody, and like everybody's so crazy about it. I seen guys with their Lamborghinis and shit with the fucking Knight logo on it. I see like people putting that shit on everything now.
Yeah, man.
Everything. It's fucking crazy.
You can't even. I was like the Golden Knights, man. What a dumbass name. That was perfect, though.
No, it's actually got it wild, right? I mean, I like the logo.
Yeah. That's some good shit right
there. The logo is tough, you know?
Man.
So, we're going to, I think, take a little smoke break, and then I'm actually speaking.
I'd love to hear that.
Speaking at this event, talking about a little celebrity licensing and branding. And after we're done with my speech, we'll do a few more interviews that we'll be playing on Purple Haze Radio, and you get to check out the Mayhem and Token Show, Wake and Bake, and all the different shows that we have on Purple Haze. Check out www.purplehaze.com and go to the radio schedule, and you get to check out when Mayhem and Token and all the different talk shows we got going on. And I think we need to have some tacos and smoke a little herb.
Man, we're gonna do that.
Get a little taco.
Hey, you know my boy Lane from Filter Over 20, man. He's got the illest setup out there on the sticks where he's at. He's gonna be doing the show, man.
Taco setup, you mean?
No, it's gonna be the Filter Over 20 show. Filter for 20, filtering for the bullshit.
Hell yeah, filter through that bullshit.
You know what it is,
and
man.
And make sure you got the right filter for your smoking needs, baby.
You gotta have that filter for 20.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Man, let's go get high, man. Smoke some tacos, man. Let's play some songs for y'all motherfuckers, man, because I'm high and hungry.
All right,
what's the good word?
Yeah.
Mayhem and Token Show. And I'm actually on the Purple Radio.
Oh, yeah.
What is your show called right now?
Wake and Bake.
Oh, we on that Wake and Bake. During
We're
the day.
On the Wake and Bake in the day.
I wake and bake. I wake up every time I find something new. Every time I find some type of I find shit. Every time I'm around Andrew, I wake and bake to something. I'm over here right now, Gary, to learn about some digital currency.
And we know that there's motherfuckers waking baking on all different times all around the world. So we will catch you real soon.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.